This is KUT. Nationwide, more students are being served three meals a day at school, and that includes students in the Austin Independent School District. Starting this year, seven schools are serving after-school meals or snacks to all athletes. KUT's Kate McGee reports football players at Travis High School are grateful for the additional food.
Let's go, man. Let's get started.
Travis High School's varsity and junior varsity football teams are sitting in the school's cafeteria at 5:30 in the afternoon, and they are hungry.
Oh, I'm really hungry.
Very hungry. Like, we have apples in the locker room, and it's like almost empty already because no one can wait to get the real snacks.
I'm always hungry after practice. Always hungry, period.
Students Nathan Dickerson, Laurent Justin, and Daryl Davis just finished a two-hour football practice. And now they're waiting for a meal before heading home. This year, Austin ISD is offering evening meals to most athletes at seven high schools. A majority of students at all of those schools qualify for free or reduced price lunch. But this program serves all athletes. Today's meal is a small sandwich, an apple, carrot sticks, sunflower seeds, and milk.
These guys ate at 12, you know, and it's 6 right now.
Joe Frank Martinez is the athletic director and football coach at Travis High School.
If their parents are working two jobs, or you know, they may only eat cereal, they may eat later on tonight, they may not eat.
The federal government reimburses AISD for every meal they serve. Martinez says not only does he know his kids are all getting fed, but they're eating a more balanced diet.
A lot of our kids, you see them at lunchtime and they're eating like Flamin' Hot Cheetos and a Dr. Pepper. I'm like, what are you doing? You know, you're going to go to practice in a little bit and you're not going to have any energy left. We try to let them know that this is like fuel, like a car. You got to put gas in the car, you got to change the oil because that makes it all run.
AISD is hoping to expand the program to middle school athletics too. Kate McGee, KUT News.